If you count today, there are only 4 shopping days left until Christmas. So for frantic holiday shoppers, we offer this salve of seasonal song.
Santa Claus, Santa Claus, where you been? Santa Claus, Santa Claus, where you been? He said, round the world and I'm going again. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, what you gonna do? Wanna bring some fresh gifts for you.
Oh, God rest you merry gentlemen indeed. What would Christmas be without music? Annoying music from our dear friend, Santa's own little helper, and best detractor, Jim Nader, who joins us from our studios in Chicago. Jim, of course, does the Annoying Music Show out of WBEC in Chicago. How are you, Jim? Thanks for being with us.
Scott, I know it's Christmas, but I feel like a bag full of dead mice every time I'm here.
The resemblance doesn't end there. Who is, by the way, dropping the beat on this track?
This is Don't Let the Dogs Bite Santa, and I didn't include it so much because it's a rap Christmas carol. I kind of like it, but
yeah.
it's more surprising because it's the only music that's been coming out of Trent Lott's window this week. Last year he had Bing Crosby, Kate Smith, but this year it's all rap, and it's a mystery.
Well, he's a changed man. He's a changed man. Listen, one of the things we try and do with this segment is to explore the variety of music that surrounds us. Well, from a certain point of view,
I'll write
yes.
that down. Go ahead. Keep going.
And, of course, Christmas affords an opportunity for songs that we don't necessarily hear the balance of the year to explore, I think, the majesty of not only the season, but this diverse culture. So let's listen to something else you have.
The weary world rejoices for yonder break. A new and glorious morn fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angels' voices. Hold on.
Oh, holy fright. Who is that?
Scott, I can't divulge his name. He's in the Annoying Music Show Witness Protection Program. We've been asked to not play this, first of all, and secondly, not to divulge his name. We sent him to Arizona with a new identity and karaoke machine. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, you know, we look with joy at the holidays, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, but right after, it's the new year and, of course, tax season. And what's more annoying than filling out those...
You're going to try and turn this segment on annoying Christmas music into something having to do with tax season, which is more than 4 months away?
Well, yes, but instead of looking at it as an annoyance, I found a song that... not only is going to make paying your taxes cheerful, but you'll want to do it.
Here's a song about Tommy Tax. He's the little fellow who pays for all the things the government does for us. But we all have to chip in so Tommy Tax will have enough money to pay our bills. Who pays our forest rangers who sleep in lonely shacks? You and little Tommy Tax. Who pays our lighthouse keepers who never can relax? You and little Tommy Tax.
Hearing this, I'm going to add more money to my tax payment, even if I don't owe it after hearing that song. That's actually by the guy who wrote Tea for Two, Irving Caesar. He wrote an album called Sing a Song of Friendship. I think it was in the late 30s, early 40s, and he tried to... basically give it to the government, and they said, well, no thanks, we'll think about it. But he's really a talented guy.
Who paid our loyal soldiers, who paid our waves and whack? You and little Tommy Tack.
Yes, he's clearly a talented guy, although I wouldn't necessarily infer that from this song. But it's got a sweet spirit about it. Now, this is on the new Annoying Music Show CD?
Oh, yes. I'm surprised that you brought that up.
Sorry.
It's called The Annoying Music Show Presents Songs for People, and it's a potpourri of our greatest hits and some live events. And I think it's being sold at Amazon.com, but I will check. Yes, it is, according to my notes.
This is the third Annoy Music CD that you've produced, right?
Yes, and I feel this is my worst work of all of them. It took me so many minutes over the past year to do this. And it really reflects the songs that people have reacted to over the years. Not the ones they like, but the ones they have reacted to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to give them what they didn't want.
Now, Jim, next week Dan Shore and I are going to review the news of the past year.
Okay.
So I would like to take this opportunity because I guarantee you, you're not coming back 2 weeks in a row. I'm wondering if we can review the year in Annoying Music with you.
Okay.
Okay, back on January 5 of 2002, we introduced our listeners to one of the great song stylists of Germany. I believe he's called Heino. Jawohl. So maybe we can listen to him again to round out the year. I think maybe it takes someone from a German culture to understand the spirit and the gaiety that is Carnival.
Zing.
Zing. Was that what you were going to say, Jim?
Absolutely. I begged your producer to play this. He didn't want to, but I asked him to because it reflects the worldwide representation we have on the Annoying Music Show Presents Songs for People CD. This is on the CD, and I won't say where you can get it again.
No. I think you have one last mention coming. You'll want to save it for the end.
Yes.
To hear Heino once again, I think, reassures me that his particular reservoir of talent is not there. Carnival in Rio. Zing! All of this is very interesting, but I'm wondering if there are any more holiday selections for us.
Well, this is sort of a holiday song. You know, as a former Catholic from the south side of Chicago, you got to play a polka. And normally I don't because, you know, I think that's an art form that isn't necessarily annoying. But Joe Pat Peterik and his international polka stars, when they combine a wintry scene, a Beatles song horribly, and an accordion, it comes together.
For the snow-white wonder of a winter.
Who are these people again?
They're from Chicago. They're actually very good. Joe Pat Peterik and his international polka stars, and that just for some reason that came together for me. Of course, now all I can think of is Zing in the middle of it. So.
Oh my word! I hope you're proud of that one, Jim. It's been wonderful talking to you again.
Scott, I wish I was there to hug you. Merry Christmas.
Jim Nader, producer of the new CD, The Annoying Music Show, presents Songs for People. It's available all around the world via internet.
Zing!
There's more Annoying Music on our website, too, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Carnival in Rio. Olé!